Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're seeing the signs all over your neighborhood. It's rummage sale season, everybody.
Oh, it is. You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. You're absolutely right. That's all over my neighborhood.
And which one of you is an expert? Because I need your help. We are putting together a rummage sale. I have never done a rummage sale before. I've helped when my mom had them as kids, but now as an adult, having my own rummage sale. And it's at my sister's house in my sister's neighborhood. Because she has the space to do more with it and the space for us to drop the stuff off as well.
As kids, we knew them as garage sales, but now they're called rummage sales.
Same. Yeah. Growing up, we were also
garage sale.
Yeah. But here is the issue. We are running into my sister and her friend who are doing the rummage sale, and I'm piggybacking, selling some of my stuff. They want to do this on a Friday and a Saturday. My other sister, who's also thinking to jump on board, is saying, no. You need to do a Saturday and a Sunday. And then I was saying, what if we do all 3 days? Well, everybody's schedules can't do all 3 days. And I said, what if weather's bad? What if we started on a Friday, have a Saturday, Sunday's the backup day, or Sunday is the everything must go day? You can get stuff for a dollar.
Well, then,
and then now the pricing issue is being brought up too, because my one sister who has done this years ago mentioned, she's like, you need to do everything in round numbers, so it's easy. $1, $5, $10.
You don't want that change dealing.
You don't want to deal with that change.
No.
And then she's saying you need to group items together. And I said, well, I don't know that people are going to necessarily want to buy
these three items for $5.
A Harley sign and then a football jersey.
Pearl necklace thong for...
I'm not selling that. I told you, that was at Victoria's Secret and that can't be returned. Like, how do you group this stuff together? And now it's all seeming overwhelming. And then you go to the internet, and the internet's like, do this, do that. Make sure you have cash on hand. Not everybody uses Venmo. Get ready to negotiate prices. Price your item high, anticipating someone's going to want to negotiate so you can hopefully get the item that you want. And I'm coming at it with, I want to make money on it, but I don't want to have to bring this stuff home or take it somewhere and donate
it. No, you don't want to have to do that.
But you have to price it to sell. But what? Yeah. How do you price it to sell? Because when you go to Goodwill... If you go to Goodwill and you want to buy a lamp, let's say, it's only maybe $3. Well, I know that that lamp isn't that old, and that lamp is a nicer lamp. Bought it from Target for $50. I'd like to sell it for at least $25.
Oh, you want to get out of it what you think it's worth.
Yes, because it's kind of like when I sell things on Poshmark. What are you about to say?
But it's a rummage sale. So people aren't going to be walking around with $25 for a stupid lamp.
And that's my question. Is that real? Is that a real thing? Like, what is the average that someone will spend at a rummage sale? Is the total $25? Which means you need to have every item priced at $5? But I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know. Because Facebook Marketplace isn't bad, but Facebook Marketplace, I have found out, you get spammed so much. Is this still available? Is this still the price? Well, yeah, if it's listed, it's still available. Why are you asking me these ridiculous questions?
He's trying to fish for
stuff. And then I feel like there's people that, I'm going to meet you for the lawnmower, and then they never do, and they don't show up, and that ends up just being a hassle. That's why if I can just take it all to my sister's house.
Rummage sale experts, call now, 414-432-1099. I think I've seen the days start on Thursday before in my neighborhood.
What?
Yeah.
A Thursday?
Yeah, I think people...
We have to take off of work for that?
Does that mean people want to get ahead of the weekend crowd so they can make the sales? But I have seen that.
What is the best-selling day for a rummage sale?
Where do you start? And Thursdays, I've seen in my neighborhood on the signs. I'm like, why is it Thursday? Because people are thinking end of the week type of stuff. You start on a Thursday, and then you go Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday.
And then
Sunday's
the final closeout
day?
Don't
ever say that's the closeout day, because people will not show up Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. They're going to wait until Sunday to get the best deals. Well, don't advertise that.
We won't advertise that till the day of the sale.
Well, you just did.
When you put the signs out.
You just did. You put it
on the air. No one knows where it is yet, though.
Okay.
No one knows where it is yet.
All right. So everybody give some help here. 414-432-1099. Rummage sale experts, we got to know what day to start, the pricing you want to know, and then what else was the other thing?
What is the average amount that people spend at a rummage sale?
And how much do
they
spend?
I think that might help me price out some of these items, because I'm being told I'm pricing it all a little too high.
What are some of the items that you mentioned besides this lamp?
Well, I will tell you, forget the lamp.
This is like going back to the old Wheel of Fortune days. Okay, for $25, I'll take the lamp.
We have a really big wooden Harley Davidson sign we just don't have room for, which I know for a fact we spent $100 on that at the Harley Davidson dealership.
Okay.
So I'm not expecting to pay that much, get that much for it. But we also have a lot of nice clothes that my son doesn't fit in anymore, like clothes that are from Express, dress clothes. We also have, I have a Harley leather riding jacket that I'm not going to be wearing anymore because that one doesn't fit like it used to, but it's still a great jacket.
Yeah.
I've also got some sporting equipment.
Really?
I have some really nice camping equipment because we aren't using that as much.
You selling the camping stuff?
Yes, with some of the plates and the bowls and all that as well.
All right.
I've got a dresser from Brayson's room that he outgrew that I'm selling.
Nice.
I've got a really nice green chair that I got from Target that I don't have room for anymore, so I'm selling.
Okay, there's some good stuff you have on there.
All right, let's go over here to line number one and see who this is, if they want to help out. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tammy from Waukesha.
Tammy from Waukesha. Tell me you are experienced when it comes to rummage sales.
I am. My mom is like the one that heads it all up every year, but it's at my house because I live in a good location. We just had ours for the year last week.
And what are some tips that you can give someone like me that has all these questions really quickly? Like, how do you price the items and what are the days of the week to do it?
This year, for the first time, we did a preview sale or pre-sale on Wednesday night.
A pre-sale?
A pre-sale on Wednesday?
How big is this rummage sale?
Well, that Wednesday night was so worth it. We put 4 to 8 p.m., but people started showing up as soon as we started pulling stuff out of the garage at like 1.
Which is exactly why it's not going to be at my house and it's at my sister's, because I don't have time for that.
Right.
Okay, but then you wrapped up on Saturday?
We just did Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday.
Did you advertise on social media? Did you put any neighborhood Facebook pages?
On the Facebook pages is where I advertised and then signed.
Okay, and why didn't you go into the weekend? Why'd you stop on Friday? Is there a reason?
You know, in the past, we've tried Saturday mornings, and we just haven't found that it was really worth it.
There's a lot of other rummages going on.
And everyone has activities on Saturdays.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Okay, then my next question is, how do you price some of these items? Like, how do you decide what the best price is? Because I want to get some money for this stuff.
You know, right. That's the hard part. I mean, I had, like, boys' clothes, and I did, like, $2 a shirt. The really nice pants that were barely worn were, like, $5. They sold. This year I also offered Venmo as payment.
There you go, Elizabeth.
And I mean, one lady spent $190.
Whoa.
All on pants?
Well, on kids' clothes.
Oh, wow.
That's why my one sister that has the little one, sure. She wants to sell all those clothes. Okay, yeah. All right, before we let you go here, this is great information, Tammy, yeah. And I want to get your phone number here off the air so we can touch base and get some of these tips and tricks,
sure.
Because we're doing this now. Sure. We're starting to price things. Furniture, what do you think? Mm-hmm. I've got a green chair from Target that I think I spent $150 on, and we've sat in it once.
Oh, sure.
I know, maybe twice.
I mean, it's a decorative chair. Start like $10 higher than you want.
So $150.
I don't know.
This one wants all the money back. I've only sat in it once, maybe twice. The dog was on it 3 times, but we're fine.
No, it's too small for the dogs. They don't even go on it. Okay, but really though, like what are you, $50? $25?
You could even start like $75.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And do you find people...
Yeah. More money. Round up.
Do you find more people spend more money with Venmo rather than walking around with cash?
Most people will have cash, but if there's bigger items...
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have enough cash, that was huge. I say...
Unload it.
Yeah. All right. You have now just told me that my entire back office is going to be sold at this rummage sale. It's all got to go.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.